And we could might get to finally hear the story of the one-eyed chickens. Boy, that has been on hold forever. I've just turned blue it. Holding my breath.
I know it. That's New Guineas.
Peepal.
Or not yet, huh?
Peepal.
No, they're Guineas.
Well, that's peepal.
No.
There's a difference in
peepal or Guinea or I ain't worse the other way around. Peafowl are actually classified in guinea fowl family. FYI. But anyway, I'm much dough for that.
I think I learned something tonight.
How many dork points did I get for that?
I thought that retarded guineas. I thought peafowl was retarded guineas.
Bring him up.
Might be $1.05.
That's possible.
Yeah, go get that cup of
our candy. Neighbor had some guineas. He bought a dozen or so, and my other neighbor's dog got in there and tore his pen up, and he is aggravated. He came walking over there one day, and I don't know if I had seen some guineas. No, I hadn't seen any. Then they showed up in her chicken pen. They flew in there.
Boy, that is really strange.
So, well, see, we got one guinea. We had one, and I think he rounded them up. Brought him over there with him, because he goes over there and visits occasionally. Got him heralded now. Brought him back with him. I went over there and told my neighbor, I said, we get with, I found four of your guineas. He came over there and he looked. And we, I said, well, you can round them up. And he got out there and he, apparently he doesn't like to do a whole lot. You know, he mows his yard about twice a summer. And he's out there chasing the guineas around. And finally, he sweated a little bit and eased along through there, you know. About like that. He said, why don't you just keep them over here?
That's neighborly, eh?
He said, I know where they are. I can see them from house. Are you sure? Yeah, they'll be all right here. Well, okay.
That was a neighborly thing.
It sure was. I don't know if he's going to buy any feed or not.
That was going to be my question. And are they good to eat?
I bet. No, I want guineas. We've been trying to get some more.
They clean up your ticks.
They sure do. Dogs are hard on them, though.
Yeah, but a guinea can get up in treetops. They'll eat snakes, too.
Yeah, but they're dumb.
They're good watchdogs. They'll wake you up.
Yeah. I used to have some geese.
They got a use.
I had some geese. And they'd wake me up every morning.
Geese we had.
They'd get out there, and they'd get right under my bedroom window every morning, honk. I had six or seven of them.
They knew that was where you were.
One of them I just beat plumb senseless, I guess, because, you know, he'd get after me every time I'd get out there, and I'd pick something up, whack him in the head with it, and, you know, walk around with that tongue stuck out at you. Wings stuck out. You'd seen them. Yeah. Well, I got the nest under the house, and every year I'd go in there. I'd wait till that nest was, you know, I'd wait and let her set on. She'd set on for about 40 days.
Just ready to hatch.
Then she'd give up on them, and she'd go off and leave them. And I really didn't want to climb under the house. I hate getting under houses. I didn't want to climb under there and dig them out, so I'd wait till about Christmas or so, till dog got under the porch and, you know, stepped on one. And then I'd have to go.
Smell the high
air. Oh, boy, it was nice. Doesn't even bother me anymore. I can smell rotten eggs. I just
you just like old Goddard. Goddard thinks skunk smell good.
I like skunk. Yeah. I got to
it's a very handy trait to have.
When I worked chicken houses, I got so used to smelling them that I kind of like to smell they spread chicken litter on the field.
Yeah.